Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. The U.S. Small Business Administration has announced the expansion of 20 women's business centers across the nation, including a new center in Sioux Falls. The pandemic has been disruptive for business owners in the state as they scramble to adjust to COVID precautions, deal with staffing issues due to illness, and comb through government programs designed to assist. Today, we're going to talk about how these disruptions have impacted female business owners and how a new women's business center on the east side of the state could help boost women in business now and after the pandemic. Joining us for this conversation, Jamie Wood, the district director of the South Dakota District Office of the U.S. Small Business Association. Jamie, welcome back. Thanks for being here.
Hey, how are you doing? Happy New Year.
I'm doing all right. I just said after the pandemic, and I should probably clarify. It's just a little dash of optimism.
Well, I have optimism, too. And South Dakota is one of the states that we're really doing pretty well economically. And there's a lot of indicators that are letting us, get this realization, actually. But there's still some work to be done. And so our legislators at the very top level and our president have decided to move forward with extending some more help to small businesses, and South Dakota gets to get in on that. So we look forward to talking through some of that with you today. Today is a big kickoff. Paycheck Protection Program is back, and it relaunched and is reopened today. So it's available for we have two different types of applications that are going to take place this time. One's called a first draw, and that is for people that did not get in on it last year between April and August. And then we also have what's called a second draw. That's for people that did get in on the first round of Paycheck Protection Program last year. We actually had two rounds, first and second round, but one CARES Act. And if they did get in on it, they may be eligible to go back for a second Paycheck Protection Loan, which is called a second draw. So that kicked off today, and it's been kind of a long time coming, but it is available to select community finance institutions to open it up today. So the community development financial institutions, CDFIs, there's a few of those around South Dakota, minority depository institutions, certified development companies, and microlender intermediaries. We have one microlender in South Dakota called Grow South Dakota that actually does our microlending for us. So, and the reason why they're launching it right today through these community financial institutions is because we're really trying to spread some of this help out more to it's to increase access to minorities, underserved demographics in the business and nonprofit space, veterans and women-owned. So the regular lenders will be getting their share of the launching of the Paycheck Protection Program, both the first and second rounds, a little bit later this week or next week. So that's yet to come.
All right. I have a few questions about that, but I also want to welcome Michelle Kane to our conversation. She's the Executive Director of the South Dakota Center for Enterprise Opportunity Women's Business Center in the Black Hills. Michelle, welcome back. Thanks for being here.
Great to be here. Thanks so much, Lori.
You know, Michelle, Jamie alluded to something, and I also mentioned it in my introduction, and we hear it again and again, which is, you know, this disruption has been particularly difficult for businesses owned by people of color and by women. And from your perspective, when we look at women-owned businesses and the challenges that they specifically had, can you tell us why this disruption would be harder and more impactful to women in business, women small business owners than male small business owners? What's happening there?
You bet. And it has been mixed, too. And you bring up a good point, because typically women, we're dealing with a lot of things. We're juggling with a lot of things. And we're still dealing with a lot of things at home if we have kids, if we have a family, and dealing with that. So a lot of us had to take a step back, do a lot of reflection, still while trying to run a business or still trying to be a great employee, but also figuring out, how do we do remote learning for our kids? How do we juggle this? How do we make sure that they're continuing to grow and that we're continuing to grow as well? So I think it just kind of goes back to that we have a lot of responsibilities, and that can make it challenging. It's just,
you know,
reality.
I asked that question, Michelle, because I honestly didn't know. And then as soon as you started saying, I was like, oh, you know, my college age daughter is down the hall in school right now on the internet. Like, why did I not know that? Because that's my story too. How do you
it's
support your college
stories.
Student who's now
you
living here? Yeah. Interesting.
You bet it is.
How quickly
matter.
We forget.
Like, yes, exactly. And your college age daughter is, you know, she's struggling as well. So not only
right.
are we trying to help everyone along, we're trying to be there to be supportive. But for women-owned business owners, they're also trying to be supportive to their employees too, because they're often dealing with the same things. We're all in this boat together. It doesn't make it easier, but it does make it easier to understand and have some empathy that we're, you know,
yeah.
that we all are dealing with quite uncertain time and quite new challenges that we haven't faced before.
Yeah. And what a wonderful moment, Jamie, as you know, we forget that what we are doing right now is incredibly hard. Sometimes we just we kind of get to the, why am I so tired, Jamie Wood?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, even in non-COVID 19 times,
yeah.
Small business ownership is not for the weak. It is for definitely somebody who has the tenacity and drive and initiative to work, you know, more than a 40-hour week, and sometimes doing it without pay. So there's a lot to take care of in a small business just in normal times. But when you add the threat of a pandemic on top of it, you know, it makes it even more difficult. But as I was stating a little bit earlier, too, here in South Dakota, our economy seems to be doing pretty well, and there's various indicators that we have that lead us to that conclusion. We are at a better place for unemployment than we were a few months ago. And in fact, a report that I got in December shows that we pretty much were neck and neck for about the same amount of unemployment as we had a year ago before COVID started. So that's just one indicator, and there's many others as well. But the bottom line is there are still resources available, and there are still people that in small businesses and nonprofits that need some assistance. Women, one demographic, definitely minority-owned businesses, veteran-owned businesses, and other types of businesses as well. And we have many resources that are still available. PPP is one of them. The first draw did start today. The second draw will open up on Wednesday. Again, these are through the community financial institution partners that I mentioned earlier. And then the regular banks will open up a little bit later, and they'll be able to do both first draw and second draw. So some of the questions we're getting, and we need to be very clear about this, not everybody who got the initial PPP is going to be eligible to get the second one. There are some strict parameters and special rules for that second draw. You have to demonstrate that you had at least a 25% reduction in revenue from 2020 to 2019 compared to the 2019 records for any one quarter in 2020 compared to that same quarter in 2019. And you also can only have 300 employees compared to the first draw, which can have up to 500. The good news, I guess, is that most small businesses in South Dakota will be eligible. They have underneath, most small businesses have under 10 employees that we find, actually. So, yeah, there's some good help out there right
yeah.
now. And the emergency injury disaster loan also is extended. So people can also apply for some additional help. That is a government loan that's available for disaster. And the COVID-19 one got extended through December 31st, 2021.
And Jamie, then the new PPP is forgivable again. Correct?
It
Do I
is.
Understand that correctly?
Yeah.
yeah.
And
okay.
we found, because we started going through the forgiveness process last fall, and we found that many of those loans were 100% being forgiven as long as they followed the parameters. And the parameters do still include using 60% of it for your payroll and 40% for operational expenses. Now, you can use 100% of it for payroll, but you have to use at least 60%. And we found that people mostly followed those rules in South Dakota, and, they saw it all go away. Another great benefit to the new legislation is that if people received the EIDL advance, which was a grant up to $10,000 early last year, but they also got PPP. The original CARES Act had it where that was going to be deducted from the forgiveness. So, for instance, if you had a $10,000 grant and a $40,000 PPP loan, you may have to fund, you know, $10,000 of that. You might that might turn into a unforgivable loan. And so they have rescinded that, and the new legislation forgives it all. So it's a great benefit to small businesses.
I want to talk about this this 20 women's business centers across the nation, starting with you, Jamie, as far as what this program is trying to do. And then we'll bring Michelle in to talk about, you know, what's already happening in South Dakota, where she's at, and how that might look with an expansion in Sioux Falls. So, Jamie, tell me a little bit about these women business centers and where that investment is coming from.
Absolutely. So the Women's Business Center Network across the United States has been a part of the SBA family for over 30 years. And in pretty much every state, there are women business centers like the SDCEO Women's Business Center that we have here already out in Spearfish in South Dakota that are providing top-notch business training and counseling and mentoring professional development primarily to women that are interested in the business space. And so we work hand in hand with these centers. They are partially funded by SBA, and we're so thrilled to be able to add an additional center. Thanks to Michelle for, you know, getting some skin in the game and making the application, and then SBA actually headquarters made the final decision. But we worked hard over the past year together to try to get this lined up in South Dakota where we could continue and extend the Women's Business Center reach across the state to better serve women business owners.
Michelle, let's talk about what this program is going to be and how it will, you know, move forward from here now that the announcement's been made.
We are super excited. So since Jamie had mentioned, since 2009, the SDCEO Women's Business Center has been hosted by Black Hill State University Foundation, and we're located in Spearfish. So it's been interesting because the last couple of months, we've moved to a virtual program delivery. So we've really learned a lot about doing programs and advising and counseling virtually, which has really extended across the state. But again, only three people can only do so much. So just so excited that we are going to be putting another Women's Business Center in Sioux Falls, which is really going to double our outreach. So it's kind of closing up the state. And so this center is going to be really in its own lane. It will have its own director, its own team, but it will be collaboratively organized and run with SDCEO. So we're really going to be partnering together to work together and really cover the state with some of the same kinds of programs that we've done at SDCEO, which includes a monthly networking event, some leadership programs, skills development, of course, counseling and startups assistance. But what's really going to be unique about this particular center, one of the many things, is that we are going to work to do some of our training in Spanish to really better serve the Latino community in the Sioux Falls area. And I'm already working with Nancy Reynosa with the Que Paso organization of how we do that, how we come alongside their organization and specific to support Latino women. So that will be something that will be a really nice addition to our state. And we hope to really do a lot of outreach to a lot of diverse organizations to better serve all women across the state.
Does it have a host and a staff yet? Where are you at in the process of actually opening and providing services?
You bet. Our host is Black Hill State University. So Black Hill State University Foundation is going to be the host of both of the centers. So in a way, yes. BH is going to have a presence on the eastern side of the state. And for example, in Spearfish, we help with the internship processes and connecting businesses and students with the College of Business. So there might be some opportunity for this new center. We are talking about specific locations. So hopefully we're going to be able to announce that in the next couple weeks or so. We're going to be posting the job position for the director. We're going to be working on the name for the new center and possibly rebranding our center. SDCEO is kind of a mouthful and may not really represent really the umbrella now of the Women's Business Center. And we hope to be up and fully functioning, staffed, with a location, with programs rolling by the end of February in Sioux Falls.
Wow, that's a pretty impressive timeline.
We're going to get it done.
I try not to say wow on this show, but there it is. I let one slip. Wow.
And the good news is you don't have to wait to start using the WBC services. They're already, you know, in place, and Michelle and the team can help you out with that already.
Right. That is an organization that was poised to take action. Yeah, go ahead, Michelle.
We were ready. And with Black Hills State University Foundation as our host, we already have all the processes in place. We are expert grant managers. We can do the marketing. We understand all the nuts and bolts of running a WBC. So this new WBC in Sioux Falls is really going to hit the ground running. And I am personally looking forward to helping them launch and get them going.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit, Michelle, in your experience seeing, you know, working with individual women business, women who are interested in launching a business, women who have, grown into a family business or what have you, some success stories that just really, you know, make you believe in the mission of the Women's Business Centers. Tell me one of those stories, if you would.
You bet. We have a ton of them, but let me tell you, one of them is Brandy Rainboss. She's a physical therapist, and she's in Spearfish. Several years ago, she was working as a physical therapist for a company and attended our entrepreneurial boot camp, where we bring in, it's a full-day event, and we bring in a lawyer and a marketer and a banker and an insurance person, and we work on business plans. And she was just exploring what it might look like to, you know, run her own practice. She got so pumped up and inspired that she did it. She worked through it. She worked with our organization on her business plan and marketing strategies and getting everything set up. She launched Spearfish Physical Therapy, I think it was in 2019, and just this last year, during the pandemic, moved to larger location in Spearfish and, with potential staff. And she has continued to be in our network, attending networking events and coming alongside whenever she needed some help. And she just, you know, I hope that she just knows that, you know, we're always there to help. And she's always just, you know, been that person to reach out. And she's also been a mentor to some of the other women that are in our organization and, you know, within our network. So just a great example, a great success story, and someone who just, you know, took her seat at the table. And it was really fun and empowering to be a part of that story.
Thank you for that. The South Dakota Center for Enterprise Opportunity Women's Business Center in the Black Hills is online. You can find them on Facebook, and we'll put a link up on our website if you want to tap into some of those resources that already exist. Jamie Wood, any final thoughts? PPP, contact your lender and move forward on that, getting more information. Today's the day. What else?
There's a lot of different, there's a lot to unpack in this new legislation. So beyond PPP, there's even more help that's available too. We are going to extend, the administrator actually just launched a press release today out of D.C. We're going to extend some of the debt relief for making payments on some of the SBA guaranteed lending that is already in place for small businesses. So we offered this over the past year, where SBA basically was paying the monthly bill for many of the different types of loans, 7A, 504, and microloans. So if you got some of that, there's some more coming back. About $3.5 billion was set aside of that for the CARES Act, and so there's going to be more coming. But yes, check with your local lender for PPP. They can start taking your application now and get them loaded up into the database, and as soon as the portal is open, those loans will start going through for first or second draw applicants. And if you have questions, just contact us at the SBA South Dakota District Office. We are available online at sba.gov/SD, or you can call us at 605-330-4243, and we'll get you connected where you need to go.
Jamie Wood is District Director of the South Dakota District Office of the U.S. Small Business Association. Jamie, thanks so much. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Michelle Kane is Executive Director of the South Dakota Center for Enterprise Opportunity Women's Business Center in the Black Hills. Michelle, thanks. See you next time.
Thanks so much, Lori.